Warata, good morning to you all. First of all, I'd like to express my gratitude for some of the services I have been blessed tuning into the Penrath YouTube channel over the last couple of weeks. Thank you very much. And as we turn now together for a word from the Lord, we are aware that there are all sorts of conflicting advice about the COVID-19 epidemic around us. Who should we listen to? It's enough to confuse the wisest of us. And it creates a climate of uncertainty. But this morning, we want to tune in to the voice of Jesus. In the four gospel accounts given to us, with 89 chapters of biblical texts, there's only one place where Jesus tells us about his own heart. What is he really like? It's one thing to know the doctrines of the incarnation and the atonement and 100 other vital doctrines. It's another, more searching matter to know this heart, his heart for you. Who is he? Well, he says, I am gentle and lowly in heart. Matthew 11:29. We learn much in the four Gospels about Christ's teaching. We read of his birth, his ministry, and his disciples. We are told of his travels and prayer habits. We find lengthy speeches and repeated objections by his hearers, prompting further teaching. And we learn in all four accounts of his unjust arrest and shameful death and astonishing resurrection. But in one place, perhaps the most wonderful words ever uttered by human lips, do we hear Jesus himself open up his heart. Come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. In this one place, the Son of God pulls back the veil and lets us peer way down into the core of who he is. We are not told that he is austere and demanding in heart. We are not told that he is exalted and dignified in heart. We are not even told that he is joyful and generous in heart. Letting Jesus set the terms, his surprising claim is that he is gentle and lowly in heart. And we should remember, when the Bible speaks of the heart, whether Old or New Testament, it is about what defines, drives and directs us. That is why Solomon tells us to keep the heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the spring of life. Proverbs 4:23. And when Jesus tells us what animates him most deeply, what is most true of him, when he exposes the innermost recesses of his being, what we find there is gentle and lowly. Who would ever have thought of such a saviour? The Greek word translated gentle occurs three times in the New Testament. In the first beatitude, the meek will inherit the earth, as you well remember in Matthew 5. In the prophecy in Matthew 21, quoting Zechariah 9, Jesus the King is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey. And in Peter's encouragement to wives to nurture more than anything else the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. 1 Peter 3. So meek, humble and gentle. Jesus is not trigger happy, not harsh, reactionary, easily exasperated. He is the most understanding person in the universe. The posture most natural to him is not a pointed finger, but open arms. I am gentle and lowly. The meaning of the word lowly overlaps with that of gentle. Together they communicate a single reality about Jesus' heart. This specific word lowly is generally translated humble, as in James 4:6, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. But typically through the New Testament, this Greek word refers not to humility as a virtue, but to humility in the sense of being thrust downward by life circumstance. In Mary's song, while pregnant with Jesus, for example, this word is used to speak of the way God exalts those who are of humble estate, Luke 1:52. And Paul uses the word when he tells us not to be haughty, but to associate with the lowly, referring to the social unimpressive, those who are not the life and soul of the party, but rather cause the host to cringe when they show up. The point in saying that Jesus is lowly is that he is accessible for all his resplendent glory and dazzling holiness, his supreme uniqueness and otherness. No one in human history has ever been more approachable than Jesus Christ. No hoops to jump through. The minimum bar to be accepted into the embrace of Jesus is simply open yourself up to him. It's all he needs. Indeed, it's the only thing he works with. Verse 28 of our passage in Matthew 11 tells us explicitly who qualifies for fellowship with Jesus. All who labour and are heavy laden. You don't need to unburden or collect yourself and then come to Jesus. Your very burden is what qualifies you to come. No payment is required. He says, I will give you rest. His rest is a gift, not transaction. Whether you are actively working hard to improve your life, labour, or passively finding yourself weighed down by something outside your control, you are heavy laden, like COVID-19. Jesus Christ desires that you find rest. You come in out of the storm. Rest in him. So gentle and lowly is Christ's heart. It's who he is. Tender, open, welcoming, accommodating, understanding. Willing, if you were asked to say only one thing about who Jesus is, we should be honouring of him and his teaching if we answered gentle and lowly. And if Jesus ever hosted his personal website, the most prominent line of the About Me drop-down would read, gentle and lowly in heart. This is not who he is to everyone. This is who he is for those who come to him, who take his yoke upon him, who cry to him for help. The paragraph before these words from Jesus gives us a picture of how he handles the impenitent. Woe to you, Gerasim, woe to you, Bethsaida. I tell you that it will be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. Gentle and lowly does not mean mushy and frothy. But for the penitent, his heart of gentle embrace is never outmatched by our sins, our insecurities, our doubts, anxieties and failures. For lowly gentleness is not one way Jesus occasionally acts towards us, others. Gentleness is who he is. It is his heart. He can't ungentle himself forward toward his own any more than you and I can change the colour of our eyes. The Christian life is inescapably one of toil and labour, as Jesus himself has made clear in this very gospel in Matthew 5. So his promise here in Matthew 11 is rest for your souls, not rest for your bodies. But all Christian toil flows from fellowship with living Christ, whose transcending, defining reality is gentle and lowly. He astounds and sustains us with his endless kindness. And only as we walk ever deeper into this tender kindness can we live the Christian life. Only as we drink down the kindness of the heart of Christ will we leave in our wake, everywhere we go, the aroma of heaven, and die one day having startled the world with glimpses of a divine kindness too great to be boxed in by what we deserve. The notion of kindness is right here in our passage. The word translated easy in his statement, "My yoke is easy," needs to be carefully understood. Jesus is not saying life is free of pain or hardship. This is the same word elsewhere translated kind, as in, for example, Ephesians 4, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted." What is Jesus saying? Well, a yoke is the heavy crossbar laid on oxen to force them to drag farming equipment through the field. Jesus is using a kind of irony, saying that the yoke laid on his disciples is a non-yoke, for it is a yoke of kindness. Who could resist this? It's like telling a drowning man that he must put on the burden of an inflatable rig, only to hear him shout back, sputtering, "No way, not me. This is hard enough drowning here in these stormy waters. The last thing I need is the added burden of an inflatable ring around my body." That's what we are like, confessing Christ with our lips, but generally avoiding deep fellowship with him, out of our muted understanding of his heart. But his yoke is kind. His burden is light. That is, his yoke is a non-yoke and his burden is a non-burden. What helium does to a balloon, Christ's yoke does to his followers. We are buoyed along in life by his endless gentleness and supremely accessible lowliness. He doesn't simply meet us at our place of need. He lives in our place of need. He never tires of sweeping us into his tender embrace. It is his very heart. It's what gets him out of bed in the morning. And he does this by the Spirit. Yesterday morning, I was walking down the Kevney River and watching a buzzard making the most of the wind to soar high up to heaven. So we should appreciate the gentle, sustaining grace of our Lord every day. It is true that Christ is risen, the one whom God has highly exalted, at whose name every knee will one day bow in submission. This is the one whose eyes are like a flame of fire, and whose voice is like a roar of many waters, and whose face like the sun shining in full strength. This is the one, so unspeakably brilliant, we cannot adequately be captured with words. So magnificent is he, language dies away. But this is the one whose deepest heart, more than anything else, gentle and lowly. Christ does not cringe, reaching out and touching dirty sinners, numbed sufferers. No, such embrace is precisely what he loves to do. He cannot bear to hold back. Sometimes we mistakenly think of Jesus touching us the way a little boy reaches out to touch a slug for the first time, face screwed up, cautiously extending an arm, giving a yelp of disgust upon contact, and instantly withdrawing. That's not Jesus. He understands our worries and our concerns. And that's why we can be completely honest with him. Frail and fragile, because he is gentle and lowly of heart. Come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So in these troubling times, we are encouraged that we have a humble and generous Jesus. We can share with him our daily worries. And we come to him as we are and claim his promise, I will give you rest. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sharing your son with us. Thank you for his lowliness. Thank you for his gentleness. Lord, touch us wherever we are, at home, in this locked down situation. Draw near to us and may we have rest in him for your glory. Amen.